Ooky Spooky session begins. This is your reading for Thursday, August 22nd. If you would like to see the spread, go to LVXMediaNet on Instagram or TikTok. Our cards today, the theme is the Hanged Man. This is uncertainty, sacrifice, and contemplation. The tool card is the Knight of Pentacles, practicality, reliability, and efficiency. In the obstacle slot, we have the Eight of Pentacles. This is skill, dedication, and accomplishment. Our advice card today is the Tower. The message here is embrace change. Guide the harsher aspects of change to minimize the severity of their impact. The angel number today, 0606. This is commitment. Keywords for this are loyalty, truth, love, and growth. All right. This theme can be seen as good or bad, and I think it depends on whether you're a glass half full person or a glass half empty person. I'm personally a half full type. I'm going to give the positive interpretation first, because that's what we should be, you know, striving to take in, right? The man in the artwork is not just hanging there dead or waiting to die feeling shitty about himself. The precarious situation is being taken as a chance to rethink some things and readjust things that weren't working, i.e. the kinds of things that got him strung up to begin with. In practice, though, we can take this to mean that we should slow down what we're doing and assess if we're doing things properly or not. The negative interpretation, from my perspective, is one that I think somebody would have to really want to apply to them, because it's really reductive, and it's as simple as this. You got hanged upside down because you fucked up. It's one of those like, woe is me, my life sucks, because I got strung up because of how much I suck. So, but that's bullshit, and we don't believe that, right? So while we have this little waiting period to contemplate things, what can we take from it? The Knight of Pentacles is a character of patience and commitment. I would interpret that to say that our best path forward is to let the waiting period burn itself out rather than trying to push our way through it. But that's just the beginning. Something to keep in mind is that this knight also embodies commitment to task, which can become perfectionism if it's left unchecked. Notwithstanding, commitment to task is the ideal takeaway. A third or fourth order effect, I think, is that this particular trait that we're trying to embody, the commitment to task part, it should become routine. Persistence and consistency are key. In the obstacle slot is exactly what I was just talking about. The Eight of Pentacles is usually a great card to get, as it represents a master of their craft. Remember that this skill is not innate, and it is not natural or genetic. This is a person who put the hours, they put the work in to become a master. There's this Bruce Lee's little thing, like, I'm not worried about a guy who practiced 10,000 kicks. I worry more about a guy who, or about someone who practiced one kick 10,000 times. You get the idea? So perhaps my thinking here is that our obstacle is that we haven't put in that kind of work, but we expect those kinds of results. Our advice today is embrace the suck. Deal with the hanging time, and then prepare for trouble, and then make it double. We can protect our world from devastation by preparing for changing times so that we can guide ourselves through the difficulty with minimal impact. And the double, making it double, that part, I guess, is just prepare extra. I don't know. I don't know. I really wanted to make that work. The angel number today is one that I think it's going to be difficult for a surprising amount of people, and that's speak from your heart. Be honest with how you feel about your current situation when you're around people you trust, and you'll be surprised at how open people are to receiving you as you are. It's a difficult thing to ask, a lot easier said than done, I know for sure. I'm always really curious to know how these readings land for people. If you could, if you're feeling brave, leave a comment wherever it is that you're listening to, or hit us up on social media if you want. LVX MediaNet, that's the handle everywhere. Let me know how it landed. I always like knowing if they're good or not, so I don't know if there's things I need to do differently or whatever. go to luxmediashows.com if you would like a personal reading. Hit the ooky spooky button that's on the front page and you fill out the form, pick the deck that you like, and we're off to the races. But there you go. That's Thursday, August 22nd. I will see you tomorrow. Same ooky time, same spooky place.